Good evening, everyone. If you're surprised to hear Pastor Jesse, this is May the 1st, and I'll be doing a special all this month. Our main scripture is 3 John, verse 2, way in the back, right before Revelation, 3 John, verse 2. The disciple, the apostle John, wrote to all believers and said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper, that you be in health, even as your soul prospers." So that's our scripture for the month of May, and I'll be doing the next four Wednesdays. Amen. We are First His Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will change my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. And the Word, the Holy Spirit, guarantees that. Every day is a new day. Pastor Rose loves to say, another day of living in the light of God's Word. So every day we have an opportunity to grow, to change, to grow closer to the Lord. Amen. So this whole month of May, I'm going to be doing a series on our money and possessions. I know a lot of ministers are talking about the rapture, about the end times and the war and this and that. But 3 John verse 2 says, "I wish above all things that you prosper and that you be in health even as your soul prospers." So this is above all things. And this verse tells me that our health depends a lot on our prosperity. If you're not prospering, you're not going to be in health. I mean, it's so obvious. "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and that you be in health even as your soul prospers." So this evening's message is, does your money matter? However much money you have in your pocket, however much money you have in your checkbook, in your bank, in your savings, however much in your little, what do people say? I'm saving this for a rainy day. However much money you have in your little piggy bank, does your money matter? Does your money matter? Do your possessions matter? Your checkbook, your bank statements tell more about your life and about your priorities than anything else. I'll repeat that. I know a lot of times people don't use their banks, they're using cards or something. But your bank statements, your checkbook, your bank statements tell more about your life and your priorities than anything else. Why are we dealing with money and possessions, Pastor Jesse? Because we're getting ready. We're getting ready to go into an election this year in 2024. And who knows what's going to happen? I mean, there's all kinds of rumors going on. But we're not moved by the world. We're not moved by rumors. We're moved by the Word. So we're talking about possessions and our money because it's important. It was important to Jesus, and it should be important to us. Do you know that Jesus talked about money in 16 out of the 38 parables? 16 out of the 38 parables, Jesus talked about money and possessions. Now listen. Listen to this statement. There's 500 verses on prayer. 500 verses on prayer. There are 500 verses on faith. 500 on prayer, 500 on faith. Guess how many there are on money and possessions? 2,350. I mean, is your money important? Does it matter? Yes. Yes. Jesus wants us to know money and possessions are a critical area in our life. Yes, money matters. Yes, money matters. How we handle money affects our fellowship with God. Did you know that? Yes, a lot of Christians, you know, the easiest thing, the simplest thing is for us to be tithers. And it doesn't say that in the New Testament. It doesn't say that in the Old Testament. The Word tells us to be tithers. It started in the Old, and Jesus came to fulfill the New. So don't try to weasel out of a tithe. And that's what I'm saying. How we handle money affects our fellowship with the Lord. Jesus said in Luke 16:11, "If you're unfaithful, who will trust you with more?" I mean, some good, God-loving Christians aren't tithers, and they wonder why they're under. I mean, if you know to do something and you don't do it, it's a sin, especially in our relationship with the Lord. So how you handle money affects your fellowship with the Lord. Following God's financial principles, it draws us closer to Jesus. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and that you be in health, even as your soul prospers. When we follow God's financial principles, it draws us closer to Jesus. You're doing what the Word says. Amen? So yes, money matters. Yes, money, how we handle money affects our relationship with the Lord. And then our possessions, listen to this, our possessions compete with the Lord. Our possessions compete with the Lord. I'll let that sink in a little bit. I mean, you've got a little savings bundle, you've got a nice car, you've got a nice house, you've got nice clothes, you've got this, you've got... Our possessions compete with the Lord. Matthew 6:24, Jesus said, no one can serve two masters. You can't serve God and money. You can't serve God and your money or possessions. It's impossible to serve money, even in a small way, and still serve the Lord Jesus. Jesus said, return to God what belongs to God. Remember, they came and said, should we pay our taxes to Caesar? Jesus said, return to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. You return to God what belongs to God. Christians, a lot of Christians say, Jesus, be the Lord of my life. Be the Lord of my entire life, except for my money and my possessions. So our possessions compete with the Lord Jesus. And then much of our life revolves around the use of money. How much time does it take to earn your money? Are you making decisions on how to spend your money? Are you thinking about saving or investing? Are you even praying about your giving? You know, we take here at First Just Kingdom Family Church, we are a mission-oriented church. Missions is our mission. And in October, we picked up a new family in Siberia. In Siberia, the golden rule, Jesus said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This young man with his wife and four children moved to Siberia, the coldest place on earth. And he's got four children. So we ask our supporters, can you put a little extra so we can start supporting them in October? This month, the month of May, we picked up another new family with two children in Russia. You know, if you read the news, Putin is, you know, I don't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy, but things are happening in Germany. So are you praying about your giving? How much should I give, Lord? We're blessed in America. We're blessed. This is the greatest country, man. It just, we have a great life in Jesus. And we have a great life. He blesses us to be a blessing. So God has given us a blueprint on how to handle His money. Amen. We're just stewards. What do you have that was not given to you? I mean, your job, if you have a good job, praise God. You think you're the one that went and found it? The Lord had that job for you. Money, 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 money. Are you content with your money today? Contentment. Listen to this. Contentment is found 7 times in the Bible, and 6 of them refer to money and possessions. Contentment is found 7 times in the Bible, and 6 refer to money and possessions. Philippians chapter 4, verse 10. I had Pastor Rose look this up for me before I came this on the air this evening. Philippians 4, 10, the Apostle Paul wrote the church and said, I have learned to be content. Listen, contentment, we're not born with it. We're not born with the instinct for contentment. It's a learned. It's an attitude that we learned. What's the word that I'm looking for? It's an area in our life that it's an attitude that affects our whole character and our personality. Amen. So anyway, this month, for the month of May, we're going to be looking at finances, money, and possessions. For the month of May, we'll look at handling money, applying God's principles, how we can draw closer to Jesus and submit more fully to Him, learning to be content, setting our finances in order. And I believe this will really help us, number one, to get out of debt, and to start giving more to the kingdom of God. You know, First is Kingdom Family Church. We've got two or three different accounts for missionaries and for bills and so on and so forth. And just recently, the Lord said, I don't want to come back for my bride, for the church, and have them have savings when my missionaries are in lack. When my missionaries come to me, Jesus says, they pray, Lord, send somebody that'll support us. And we've got money sitting in the bank doing nothing. I mean, drawing, the interest is ridiculous. I mean, they don't pay you anything for your savings, unless you're investing in something else. But I'm not too savvy into investing. But can you imagine Jesus coming back today, and you've got $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 in the bank, when we've got missionaries? When we've got missionaries that could use that money to advance the gospel and to promote the kingdom. I mean, I don't think Jesus would be too happy with us. That's why we picked up a new missionary in October. That's why we picked up a new one in May. And who knows what we'll do next month. But our mission is missions. The last commission, Jesus said, with your money and your possessions, I want you to go into all the world. Well, there's three things you and I can do. Number one, we can always pray for our missionaries. Always pray for them. Number two, we can send finances. You know, money here in America, I remember some missionaries that were in Panama. We met them as students, and they were missionaries in Panama. And they said $50 here in the States is $500 in Panama. So the pastor here will say, well, we need the $50 for the youth, or we need $50. And they stop supporting the missionaries. He goes, $50 here, that's $500 in Panama. So be faithful. So we started out with $10 a person. $10 a person. We had a bachelor in Russia. $10 every month. $10 every month. He got married. $20 for him and his wife. $20 for him and his wife. They had a baby, $30, 10 for him, 10 for the wife, and 10 for the baby, $30. We started out with $10. The Lord said it doesn't have to be big, just be faithful. And that's what I want to talk about today, being faithful with your money and your possessions. Who's the source? Who's your daddy? God is our daddy, and money is important to him, and it's important to us. Let me repeat this. There's 500 verses on prayer in the Bible, 500 verses on faith in the Bible, but there's more than 2,350 verses on money and possessions. So if it's important to Jesus, it should be important to us, right? Yes. Money matters. Money matters. And God blesses us, Genesis 12:2. He blesses us to be a blessing, especially to the household of faith. These missionaries trust God when they go out, and they trust that God's going to move on his body, Christians, to support them in the mission field. Amen? Does that sound hard? I mean, we got a great life in Christ Jesus here in the States. It doesn't matter the protests. It doesn't matter the riots. God is still God. It doesn't matter about COVID, how it affected a lot of nations. Our God is still God. Don't be moved by what's happening in the world. Be moved by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Amen? All right, praise God. Well, like I said, I'm going to be doing the month of May, and it's going to be about money and possessions. Amen? Does your money matter? Yes, it matters. It matters to Jesus. It matters to the body of Christ to help finance the kingdom, to establish the kingdom of God, and to promote missions around the world. Amen? God bless you to those that are faithful to this ministry. God has anointed us. We graduated from Rhema Bible Training Center, Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, and we graduated. We went to Bible school in 92, 93. We graduated in 94. Brother Hagin, who was anointed, they call them the modern-day prophet of faith, he anointed us when we graduated, sent us out. We've been here in the Austin area going on 29 years, and God has been faithful. He's been faithful. If you're faithful in the little things, he'll trust you with more. So we are a mission-oriented church. Our mission is missions. And every dollar that you send and support this ministry, you know, our church takes care of the bills and finances and salary. Every money that comes in through the mail goes towards our missionaries. And we support them every month, faithful, faithful, faithful. We had 8 of them, then 9 in October. I believe we've got 10 of them now. And that's our mission. So every dollar you send to support this missionary, this ministry, goes towards our missions. And like I said, we just picked up a new one. Lily Rose, her husband in Russia, and 2 children. So whatever you can do to help us, you know, you help us do and fulfill God's great commission. Praise God. Well, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for inspiration, illumination, revelation, and impartation. Impartation, Father. Your words, they are spirit and they are life. They change our lives. The Holy Spirit uses your word to change our lives, Father. We've got money that we spend frivolously. We've got money sitting in the bank just drawing some little interest when we can help establish your kingdom, when we can support missionaries and do what the Great Commission, what Jesus told us to do, go into all the world. Our seed is known around the world, and it's a blessing. God will bless you. He'll reward you in heaven. When we get to heaven, saints we don't know, we've never met, will come and say, thank you. Thank you for giving to the Lord. You helped me. Your finances helped me, encouraged me, helped me to continue to go on with the things of God. Oh, God is so good, church. We have a great life in Christ Jesus. Don't hold back. Amen. Your money matters to Jesus, and it should matter to us and to the body of Christ. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. I decree, I declare, I prophesy blessings of health, wealth, and above all things. Yes, Lord. I prophesy blessings of wealth, health, and above all things, Father, soul prosperity in your people. 3 John verse 2 is a living verse, Father. It's a living verse, it's spirit and it's life. And we'll be doers and not hearers only, Father, in Jesus' name, to help establish the kingdom of God till Jesus returns. And he's coming back. He's coming back. No man knows when. But we're going to be doing what the Father ordered Jesus to command us to do. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, we will do it. God bless you. Be blessed tonight. If you need prayer, if you need whatever you need us to agree with, get a hold of us by mail, by email, by text, you name it. We get a hold of us, but don't suffer needlessly. Amen. Don't suffer needlessly, and don't hold on to money that God has blessed you with that you can be a blessing. Amen. He is a rewarder. He is a rewarder. You're never going to spend money and do without. He is a rewarder. Amen. God bless you. Be blessed. I'll be with you next Wednesday. God bless you. Thank you in Jesus. Thank you for your financial support. We love you guys, and you're in our prayers. Whatever we can do, we love you.